This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Shanna Vander Ark, she was the mom that was found guilty of torturing and eventually playing a role in the death of her son. Her other son, Paul Ferguson, kind of her henchman, also found guilty of being the henchman, of following mom's orders, and sentenced to 30 to 100 years in prison, despite earlier having a deal cut with the prosecution to testify against his mom. I don't know how much of a deal that really turned out being, but did it turn out to be the right verdict? That's the question that we're asking. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me to discuss initial reactions to the verdict. Siobhan?
I have to say I was shocked. I was surprised, and I have some trouble with this one.
Okay.
I agreed with the verdict for Shonda, but Paul has such an odd presentation, and at some point it was mentioned during the trial that he's been diagnosed as autistic, and he struck me that way.
Yeah.
You know, he does very odd facial expressions. He struggles to express himself. Often when asked questions, he basically would recite lines that he heard from his mother in this kind of rote fashion. It's not like there's a lot of independent thought there. Mm-hmm. And so the judge, of course, we didn't have access to the psych eval, which is usually hundreds of pages for something like that. Mm-hmm. And the judge just said, well, I see here you're not psychotic and you don't have a mood disorder, so I see no mitigating factors. There had to be a lot of other information in there. And
yeah.
I think we could have seen other things that explained his vulnerability to being under his mom's control, personality and autism and possibly other factors that I think should have been mitigating. You know, it just,
yeah.
It really surprised me.
I don't think it takes, a psychologist to look at Paul and go, there's something off here. They're just, when we're not even talking about the murder case, there is something off about him that I'm sure he exhibits it in all aspects of life. I was very surprised to hear that there wasn't some sort of autism diagnosis or something, mm-hmm. something that would.
And
that,
it may have been in there, but mm-hmm. the judge only chose to highlight you're
certain
not
parts.
Psychotic,
yeah.
you don't have a mood disorder. But there are a million other things
yeah.
you can have.
Yeah,
a million other things.
That seemed to be, very interesting. The thing that strikes me on it is he did take a look at that psych eval. And it wasn't just, hey, we think you're as bad as your mom, you're going away. He really did go into a lot of reasoning as to why he thought that Paul should not be out in public. And it was the concern of the court that, look, we don't think you have any empathy. According to this, at least how the judge interpreted it, you could go out and do the same sort of things or other things to other people and not really be able to feel it or realize that you're doing something wrong, essentially. And I'm kind of paraphrasing as to what the judge said. Part of me looks at this going, okay, was this preventative on the part of the judge going, look, this is, we know we got a broken egg here. Let's not roll it out into society and hope for the best. Let's actually keep him back over here because we've already seen the warning signs. He's already taken someone out. What's to say that he's not going to be able to do it again? Granted, a lot of it was under the influence of mom. But who's to say that this personality couldn't easily get under the influence of someone else being as impressionable and likely mentally ill or something's going on with his psyche there too.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.